This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush will accept two key recommendations of the Bipartisan Commission on the September 11 terrorist attacks. The president is said to back the creation of the job of National Intelligence Director and also a National Counterterrorism Center, though the offices would not be established inside the White House as the commission proposed. We're getting this information from NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne, who joins us now with more details. And Don, first, the National Intelligence Director, what would that person do?
That was probably the big recommendation of the 9/11 Commission. It would be someone to oversee all intelligence operations in the U.S. They would be above the CIA in the flow chart. They would be over the FBI intelligence operations and the military intelligence operations and the dozen or so other intelligence operations that are scattered around throughout the government. There was the sense that one person should know what all of those individual agencies are doing. So the president will embrace that recommendation from the 9/11 Commission. But again, as you said, not quite in the way the commission recommends. It will not be a cabinet department located in the White House. The administration's concern, we're told this morning by Press Secretary Scott McClellan, is one of independence. They want this person, whoever it is, to be immune and separate from any kind of political pressure. And being in the White House could create some sort of undue pressure.
There have been a lot of doubts expressed about whether an intelligence czar will do any good. George Tenet, the former CIA director, didn't seem to like the idea. His interim replacement has expressed skepticism about it. A lot of other people have as well.
Donald Rumsfeld expressed some concerns. Now, a lot of the people who've expressed concerns were people who were going to be losing out in a turf battle. They had turf to protect from a person who would oversee what they are doing. But there was also some bipartisan criticism from Congress on this. So the White House feels that it is embracing the spirit of this particular recommendation from the 9/11 Commission, but actually going a bit further and making it better by having this outside the White House.
How has the White House's response to this September 11 Commission report been affected by the fact that this is an election year?
That has certainly put a great deal of pressure on the president to do something and to act quickly, especially given the bipartisan way in which the commission really went about its business and carried out this investigation. And don't forget, the commission chairmen are going to be going out around the country actively promoting their recommendations. So they'll be applying pressure on their own. And let's also recall that John Kerry, right off the bat, endorsed the commission findings and called on the president to do so as well. So that early position from the White House that they were going to take a deliberative approach and not rush into anything was quickly replaced by the president acting with some urgency, convening a special task force, and now later today, just a couple of weeks after the report came out, getting ready to make some announcements.
Commissioners going around the country talking about this. John Kerry, as you mentioned, going around the country talking about this. And without a doubt, President Bush will be going around the country talking about this.
Has been already. I was with him this weekend, and he was talking about the report and how he embraces what they've done. And he highlights their statement, the commission's statement, that the homeland is safer, but we're not yet safe. So the Bush administration, the president specifically says that echoes what he has been saying. The other thing he has been doing is focusing on the things he has already done since 9/11 that didn't have to wait for this report, the creation of a Homeland Security Department, some breaking down barriers between the FBI and CIA, that sort of thing.
Okay, thanks. That's NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.